Sunday night, end of day, the Torah, Moshe Bahai's part.
Which means that you cannot interrupt in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And who I did, in the middle of benching, you cannot interrupt. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because of that, now all these things, you can't answer any Dorshin, Tusha, Omein, Hei, Shmei, Ramah, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, nothing can be answered in the middle of benching, Moshi. The Rider we're talking about, all the way through till Ali Hasreinu. Nothing of that is allowed to be said. That is what we're saying. And it's got a din of middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So he says that the Chaznish is disagreeing. And the Chaznish says that it's got a chum mekor ha'ira. But for Dvorim Shemek Dusha, a person is allowed to interrupt. But so we go with this Shemoneh, and that's how a lot of people take on, that one should not interrupt at all for anything during Birkas HaMazon. Someone asked yesterday, what about, let's say in the middle of Birkas HaMazon, Hazanus HaKoel, and you hear someone saying at the end of the bracha. If you're anybody in the first bracha, and you hear someone finishing off, Baruch Ta Hashem Hazanus HaKoel. The Chayy should not answer. The Chayy one should not answer. I was just looking at Mishnah Berurah before. The Mishnah Berurah says, Gabi, Zimun, actually, he says, now what should be done when you make mezuman? I don't know why we don't do this. I must actually ask the Mishnah Berurah why we don't do it, but the Mishnah he says that when you make mezuman, nochen hadover, that a person shekorech mezuman yomer belachash mavorich kol brocha brocha. The ideal is to say with the mavorich every single bit of benching with him. Chabad carries on. Afilu hachsimus, even the endings. Ramah finishes off. The yaktim the sign katzas kodem avorich. You should always try and finish off a bit before the mavorich, so you can answer amen to his bracha. That is what you should do for the whole benching. Whole benching. Now, myself, we don't do. Mishnah Berurah already pointed out we don't seem to do this. He brings over here the Mishnah Berurah, and we don't do this. A kol bracha bracha. Our kolponis is the Mishnah Berurah. If we don't do this, yizaru, you should say with him belachash at each bracha rishona. The bracha rishona at least should be said together. And then what happens again? The same thing. At the end of the bracha rishona, you go a little bit ahead of him, and you ask then amen to his bracha. That is the ideal way of doing it.
Because
you're finished. Finished. But the it looks like in the middle of the bracha.
If he doesn't make the bracha shakoli, he has to answer amen.
No, but that's what I told you yesterday. It's perfect to me. If you're in the middle of a bracha arucha, that's a different set of rules.
That's
a separate rule. You're right. Shakoli and Roy is a simple bracha starts with a baruch, doesn't end with a baruch. There, you can't interrupt what we see on the table. When you're in the middle of a bracha arucha, it's actually different normally. Yeah, normally it's a different halacha. But here it looks like, you can't interrupt over here for, what do you call it, for this. Therefore, the chum we said yesterday that standing up for Talmud Chacham etc. is toil on the shayla. Like the chaznish that you're allowed to interrupt for omnish with rab and everything, the chum you can stand up. According to Mishnah Berurah, the chum you should not stand up to such a person. That's what we said. Now we looked at this halacha today about looking up halacha in Shemoneh Esrei. Actually, very interesting halacha this actually. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, one's not sure about a certain halacha. So, for example, in the Mishnah Berurah, he's halacha down twice. One Simon Sadi Vov. Simon Sadi Vov. Sivkot and Zion. The Mishnah Berurah says, each list of the Mishnah Berurah is very interesting what he says. He's talking about the Mishnah Berurah, right? Someone's stuck in the middle of Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Zion, in Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah, someone started down Mishnah Berurah, and his Baal Bill. He got confused. He was obviously done by heart. And he got confused in the Shemoneh Esrei what to do. Mutter leilech l'mokom hayodualo. He's allowed to go to the place he knows. Likach usham siddur. So I'm in the Shemoneh Esrei over here, and I can't remember how it goes. Or let's say, for example, the Chorish, Jalav Yovoy is on this, but I can't remember exactly how it goes. I'm allowed to go to the Shemoneh Esrei there and take the siddur out and bring it back. Oh, so that's interesting. He said yesterday, which I saw today, someone said, the Chaim says that if you can stay where you are there, finish off there, it's better to stay there. If you can't, it's not so easy to stay there, you have to come back to your place. But that's what he says over here. Later, Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Kuf Dalad, he brings the same halach again. Kuf Dalad, Sivkot and Base. Kuf Dalad, Sivkot and Base. And he says over here, where's Kuf Dalad? Kuf Dalad, here's Sivkot and Base. Here he says, Ha'omer b'tfilah, but the stuff b'ezed din. Someone in the Midrash of Esther, he's mistupik about a certain halacha. He forgot something for you. He's not sure what to do. He's mutalel and kovel and mokum yuchud and la'ayin shom b'sefer. He's not going to look up a sefer. Ve'im mutal lishol hadin. Are you allowed to ask someone the actual rule? Are you allowed to ask someone directly what's halacha? Ve'im mutal lishol hadin. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought it's Darshan. I thought it's Darshan Esther. I can't see that clearly. But anyway, let's say he's not from Darshan Esther. But let's say I'm not sure. I thought it was Darshan Esther. Mutal lishol hadin. Sorry, Ian. I'm not sure. It's Mishnah Berurah. Then carries on. Venera Lee the mutter. I seem to side with the opinion that it's mutter. Now the chayra, whether this other person's done Mishnah Berurah himself, I don't see why it should be different to you. If you're allowed to ask, why can't the other person answer you?
Well, he's got the problem, not him. The Rav hasn't got the problem. He has the problem.
Well, he should say it's Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, you can't stand in front of a person. You can't stand in front of a person because he's
a shinner
there.
Oh,
it's also a guy?
It's what Sarah Fritter. You know what? Sarah Fritter is.
I get it. Actually, so much better. You don't have to do
it. So wait till it finishes for us. Why should
it
stay in
front of us? It
makes sense.
He doesn't say that you have to wait. I'm not going to wait to see.
Guy,
it's a funny thing that myself. I mean, I'm not a riot, but Pastor, if you're done this, the other guy's also done this.
The question is whether he can ask. So
that's
not
done with
Mishnah Esther.
Okay. That's
the question.
Yes, I've got no right if someone's done with Mishnah Esther. I haven't got a right if someone's done with Mishnah Esther. That's true. But the chay, if someone's not done with Mishnah Esther, you're allowed to ask him, Mamish, what the halacha is. Now, that halacha, which we mentioned yesterday in Birkas HaMazon, also very interesting halacha, and that is that he shouldn't speak in benching. If someone did speak in benching, he's made a mistake. He said hello to someone in the middle of benching. He didn't really. He was wrong. Made a mistake. He said hello to someone. The mistake can carry on where he stopped. He doesn't have to start the whole benching again. The benching is still valid. That's what's amazing. What?
Except for GK,
Jewish Mishnah. It's more complicated. Maybe you have to go back to the beginning of that brocha, maybe.
Ah.
Yeah, it could be. You have to start the whole thing, but you may have to go to the beginning of that brocha if you're in the middle of the middle section. Don't know. And the other interesting halacha is also wondering about this. Why did someone by mistake say yellow yellow in benching? He thought it was Rishkodesh today. He made a mistake. He thought it was Rishkodesh. So he says, Yalev Yahweh. And then he's told the Maaseh, it's not Rishkodesh, he made a mistake. Maaseh, you don't have to go back. I mean, ideally, if you can, rectify what you did, you go back to the beginning of that section, go through the whole thing again. You can. If you finish the broch already, then the Maaseh is on it. Alright? That is the halacha of benching. Okay, let's do today's halacha is rather actually. I don't know what's on the notice board. The halacha is interruptions. It's got on a notice. It's got a halacha interruptions after a bracha achrona. After bracha achrona, you can do what you want. Once you made a bracha achrona, is that right?
You finish.
Once you finish, you finished. I thought we'd get a bit crowded for that because of that.
He says speaking after a bracha achrona.
Yeah, but is that on a notice? Not a notice. I think on a notice speaking after a bracha achrona. So, so I wonder how I went wrong. That's interesting. Well, it can happen. It's more human. Speaking after Rosh, this is very interesting halacha as well. What? Thank you. So, speaking after a brocha rishona, what's that halacha of a brocha when a person makes a brocha rishona? So, here the halacha is that ideally, certainly, a person should make a brocha, eat some of the food, and only then interrupt. Nothing should be done before you swallow some of the food. That's rule number one. Yeah? It gets complicated what you do if you didn't do that, but I said that is the ideal situation that a person should be doing, is that a person should be making a brocha. You have
in other words, no hefse.
No hefse whatsoever. That's ideal.
The problem is by matzahs, many problems you can make a way to see it or not face up, and you can get all the matzahs. When do you
go to the master's? Yeah, that's the problem. But that could be a tzrich of the...
Minutes.
What?
Why
don't
you have to say
3 minutes if you should have Yeah. Listen, some people, because of this problem, what they do is that they divide out the master early beforehand.
Beforehand?
It's not
a shleimer.
It's not a shleimer. You take a meal of shleimer. It's much quicker, though, really. So you've got all, let's say you've got 10 people at the table. So you've got a bag, let's say, with 10 different amounts of matzah in, and you put a bit of your kazayas in each bag. It's much quicker. Some will do that. Others hold.
When can you do that? After you've eaten or before?
No, before you've eaten, they say, because they want to use your broch as well. So you've got to make a big hefsek if they wait for you finish eating.
Okay, you can say this before you do anything, so it's time.
Yeah, but this is called tzorech d'achila. This is called tzorech of the food of the sudah. So I see, right, it's an interesting how to avoid it. One should try and certainly avoid wherever one can. That means certainly a person shouldn't make a broch on the sweets and then onto the wrapping.
Yeah?
He should, well, a person wants to eat a piece of melon. He should cut the melon first. He should. What? Yeah, so you have to peel it first. The person wants to eat the pistachio nuts, or any nut it is. The first thing you should be doing is peeling the nut first, take the shell off the nut, and then make the broch on that. It's no good to make the broch and then peel it afterwards. You have to make it ready. That's what you do with a hot drink. That's an interesting question, actually, I must tell you. Because a lot of people can't drink a hot drink, so the best is to take a little bit in a spoon, let it cool down, make shahako on that, and have that shahako on...
Yeah, it can.
A lot of people, it's very hot. A lot of people don't want to have a hot drink. It's too hot.
No one has a sip.
Oh, no. You can have a sip, no problem. Don't want to have a sip, Moishi. If you're scared to have a sip, it's too hot. Then what you can do is take a bit out on a spoon, make sure it cools down.
What's the
nutrition? Flation, we're talking about a normal tea, not a flation tea. A normal tea. By the way, that's the issue of as well, actually. And that's what some of the questions. Someone has to make a broch, a shahako, and borrow a cup of coffee machine with milk in. And after he makes the broch, he realizes that he's meaty. He just had his meaty meal. It's happened.
So why doesn't he have to play with that in milk?
What?
Why doesn't he have to come with that in milk?
Ah, good question, Moshi. Forgot. You're right, Moshi. Moshi got a good idea. He said, why not have the cup without milk? He's quite right. What? First of all, you can't have another drink. First, you have to have if you have das on the other drink. Even if you did, it could be that when you make the broch on that item, the broch has to be chal on that item. You have to have a bit of the item.
It's not.
So, sorry, what to do? Some people time, if it's more than an hour's passed, we've got some shits which hold that, and I say that's enough of a gap, you can have a bit of a sip. Others time, no one shouldn't have anything at all. It's not a block of a time. I actually made a mistake. Finished the final
one. It's not better to have a drink of water.
What?
It's not better to have a drink of water.
I don't know if it helps. I don't know if you have. If you had in mind for other drinks as well, then maybe you're right. If you only had in mind for this drink, I don't know if you just had another drink like that.
If you're a person who makes a shahako on everything.
What?
If you come home and you have a drink and you have a shahako on anything.
If you do, so not everyone has it. Is it automatic? It could be.
When you had kavanah to make a broth on this coffee, what was my kavanah? Kavanah was the water, the milk, and everything. So I had kavanah for the milk, for the water. Just take that.
One in your cup.
Not one in your cup, not another one. If I have a cup of coffee in Kodal, I only intend to have generally one cup.
When I come home, I have a shahako and drink that. I also have the meatballs and that might as well in my head.
No, that's you're having supper, you're right, you're having my family.
Half an hour later.
Well, so you have to know how that works, and you have to know what you're doing. Yeah. So, after you make the broch, so you make a broch, a shahako nivori, a cup of coffee, before you drink the coffee, your friend next to you also makes shahako nivori. You may not answer main to this broch. You're not allowed to make it. You may not answer main. You have to eat the food or drink what you've got in front of you before you can answer anything. Nothing can be said until you had some of that food or drink. Makes no difference, same broch, a different broch, nothing can be said in such a situation. What?
They all sell main.
Oh, they want to be yotzi with your amotzi. If you want to be yotzi with my amotzi, the only way to do it is that way, to answer amen. Well, not the only way, I'm saying, well, that's one of the ways to do it, to answer amen to my brocha, it becomes part of yours. But you're quite right, for example, let's say you make, this happens sometimes in people's houses, people don't know this. Let's say you've got a few people eating in the house, a few families. So you make amotzi, that's an oretz, you have a bit of chala, and you give out to the other people, your mishpacha. In the meantime, someone else makes hamotzi as well. Now, all these people answer romaine, that's wrong.
They can't
answer romaine, Moishi, because they've not had their bread yet. You understand, Moishi? Moishi says, you can't do it, you know, have it. You, who've swallowed a bit of bread, can answer romaine. But all the others who've not had any of their bread yet can answer romaine. The people that listen to your brocha, want to be yotzer with your brocha, they can answer romaine, no problem. But anyone else, that is problematic.
Same as with wine.
What?
Same with wine after Kiddush. Someone else makes
Same story. And you haven't drunk yet. Same thing. You haven't drunk yet, you're talking about. You've not drunk Kiddush wine. No one's drunk Kiddush wine. Yeah, you can't have some in. You're not on some in such a case.
Shabbos day.
Shabbos day, same thing. Exactly the same thing as Shabbos day. If with the evidence he did speak, so this thing, Shalachana, if it was needed for the food item, but the evidence is right, the moshul. So classic cases, for example, someone makes how much lechem and aretz. It's wrong to do that. I don't know if it's actually, it's wrong actually to do this. But he says, hey, I've got a, can you pass me the salt? So since that's a tzurich of the meal, of the, what you're eating, but the evidence, okay. Ideally, the apostles say, one should really wait. Better to have a little bit of bread without the salt. And then someone asked me this actually last week. I'm just now as a regular locker. So it's interesting. The chachele one shouldn't try. Well, who I did? It's another chile actually, Moshi. Let's say, you like coffee, Moshi?
So.
Let's say someone makes a blocker, chachele de bevora in a coffee, and then he realizes he's not going to have the sugar inside. There's no sugar. So he says to the person, say, can I pass me the sugar to put in the coffee? That's also a tzorich of the drink. So whatever,
you can't drink without.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's not ideal. You're not right to do it, but if you did, if you spoke about something which is to do with the food itself, then but ever the bracha is chal, you do not repeat the bracha. So end the tzukta. So pass the salt is a good example. Give me some sugar to put in. It's wrong to do. One should not do this. Rather, like you say, one should have a sip first of the coffee without sugar in, and then put the sugar in afterwards. But if you didn't and you interrupted, then it's allowed. You're allowed to do that. Yeah, that is the halacha of b'di'evet. I'm just thinking, if it's not to do with the bracha, you've got to see this problem. You have to repeat the bracha. Yeah, if you spoke and it's nothing to do with the bracha, let's say someone said, "Please ask the phone. The phone's ringing." Nothing to do with the bracha at all. That is a hefsek. The bracha is disqualified. You've lost your bracha.
Why don't you have the phone?
No, you haven't eaten the food much yet. You have to eat the food or drink the drink before you do anything. Again, it's very important this. Person makes the bracha, there's nothing he should be doing before he's eaten part of the food. You don't have to have a kazayas or revias. You have to have one minute amount. The bracha is chal on a mashu. So you have a minute amount of food or drink. Swallow it, that's ideal. Once you've done that, you can speak. If you didn't, if a person spoke and it's nothing to do with the bracha at all, nothing to do with the food item you're eating, in such a case there, the bracha is disqualified. You've lost your brocha, and you have to make a new brocha, whatever it is. Shahakot, how much, whatever brocha it is, you have to make a new one. People don't realize this, yeah?
I have to mention
about matzah,
yeah, they have to finish all kazayas before you speak.
No.
Right.
No? It's not the same. Yeah, but a lot of people don't like
that. You can say you
have a kazayas. Yeah, a stamazo is a good idea normally, even on Friday night when you have it. But it's not my akiblam, I say. Once you have a mash of food, the broch is chal on that, and then you can talk afterwards. We've got to stop there.
Oh, yeah.